The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
George Sedano, Emily Kaplan, Frank Isola, and in their first show, Justin Tinsley. Huzzah! Yay. We called you! We called you! Hey, Justin, smile. Look at this look. There you go. Today, would you have ejected LeBron and the hire in Houston? And Bradley Beal is sad. Let's go. Justin, do you have a nickname?
Tinsley or a winner. One of the two will work.
Winner! All right, champ, let's see what you got. Mr. Justin Tinsley comes to us from the undefeated and See It Here TV. Born in North Carolina, raised Virginia, D.C. now, a Hampton man. He says the real H.U. I'm not getting in the middle of that, but here you go. The standard of excellence. Justin, give us your life story. You've got 5 seconds.
My basketball career ended after my mother told me I looked like a light bulb more than Michael Jordan after purposely moving in the barber's chair to get a bald head.
All right, and here it is, your first mute. There it goes. With great power comes great accountability. Welcome to the show. Let's get active. The first word. Unexpected, underwhelming, uninspiring, on some level unfair. Those are the words in the Houston Chronicle today from Jerome Solomon, describing the Texans hiring of David Culley. He was Ravens wide receivers coach and passing game coordinator this past season, 27 years in the NFL, 40 plus as a coach, at one point was the first black quarterback in the history of Vanderbilt football when he was a player. And what you've already surmised, but now is official, Deshaun Watson demanding a trade. This hire will not change that. Justin Tinsley, first show, right out of the gate to you. What type of hire is this by the Texans? What does it mean for Deshaun Watson?
You know, by all accounts, David Culley is a great guy, and I truly hope this works out for him. But I pray this isn't a stopgap hire, one where you get rid of your franchise quarterback, you leave him with little nothing to work with, and then you bring in the guy you want to work with a couple of years down the line. Maybe he can go full baby, baby, please, and convince Watson to stay after that horrific 12 months that he's had in Houston this past time. But Football Outsiders is saying that Deshaun Watson has the most future value of a quarterback who may change teams in NFL history. So if you're Watson and you're bringing in a guy who had the last rated passer offense in the league this season, it's hard to fault Watson if he wants to get out of town still.
Emily, Frank, George, you see that? The rookie came out with statistics and actual cite of sources. Incredible job. Emily, on the hire and the position Watson's in now.
I actually think it's an inspiring hire. Look, I don't want this to be an indictment on Eric Bieniemy, but I think too often we focus on guys who are great at X's and O's when head coaching hirings, and we don't view it as a CEO or a leader of men, and that's really what a head coach is. And I was texting with someone who used to work with David Culley. Here's some of the things he said. Easily one of my favorite guys in the NFL. Doubt he's ever had a bad day. He'll bring positive juice every day. We'll connect with the players. All we've been talking about the Texans is how toxic it is. Wouldn't you want this guy to usher them through to the next era? And wouldn't you think that this could be the guy, after you hear those texts, that possibly could get into Sean Watson's ear?
Actual reporting from Emily. George, Frank, you see how this show is done? Incredible job.
Was
that positive juice? I like that. That sounds delicious. George Sedano on the hire.
See, when I text my sources, they just text back a crying emoji because they're sad that I'm actually texting them. But nonetheless, I feel like Jerome Solomon nailed it here because unfair is the right word. Culley is a great man by every account, right? Like, you talk to people around the league, they certainly feel that way. Deshaun Watson feels that way. He was on the staff that coached them in the Pro Bowl. But this is about Deshaun Watson and the organization, an organization that's been so bad in regards to the way that they have augmented this organization that J.J. Watt has literally apologized to Deshaun Watson for what's transpired there. Oh, and by the way, they hired a general manager who, oh yeah, he was next to Bill Belichick, because we know that's worked out really well, including for the Texans, by the way. That hasn't necessarily worked out so well. You have to surround someone with real talent. It's just like when you, Reale, just got sick of Isola and added me and Kaplan, okay, and now
all
Justin.
Right. Thank you very much for that. Frank Isola, something Tinsley said is sticking in my head here. The baby, baby, please. Is there any chance bringing in Culley could make Watson stay?
And that's the disappointing part. As we know of right now, we don't think that they had a conversation, certainly before Cully took the job. And to Emily's point, you know, people weren't head over heels in New England when Belichick got the job. Same thing with Joe Torre in New York as a manager of the Yankees. So if he can do the job, we'll find out. My issue with Deshaun Watson is everybody loves to use DeAndre Hopkins as an example. That trade was made before September when Watson signed for $160 million. Now, here we are in January, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden he wants to just leave town. He's like people in the media. Give me my money, and then I'm also going to leave.
Hold on a second. I mean, it's not just about the team on the field, though, right? If you believe the reporting, it's about the diversity in their hires in the front office and beyond, Frank.
Has it changed that much since September when he took a $160 million extension? The organization was good enough in September. Now in January, it's not.
You know, we've been talking about this story for 3 weeks. And for a while, it's just like, well, has he made the commitment? Well, now it's an official trade demand we're hearing. And at that point, the toothpaste is out of the tube and there's really no going back. George, was there something you wanted to oppose Frank on?
Yeah, look, we're talking about a sport like the NFL where your career can be over like this. If a guy wants to take the money right away and then realize, you know what, this is not the place I want to be, at least you secure your financial future in a sport where it can be over in a blink of an eye.
So the NFL's coaching season is now over. 7 jobs filled. The coordinators of the 2 best teams in the league remain intact. Very, very bizarre there. Leftwich not getting called up. Bowles and Spagnuolo not getting a shot at a second job. But let's talk about Eric Bieniemy again. Passed over again. The question here, Justin, is it just that he's passed over, or is there a bigger story here for you?
The NFL ought to be ashamed of themselves. They allowed the best offense of the last 3 seasons to stay intact. Peep this, last 3 seasons under Bieniemy, Mahomes in that offense, MVP, Super Bowl MVP, 14-1 under Mahomes, and now they're back in the Super Bowl. What this is, the rest of the league had a draw 4. The Chiefs were on uno. And instead of throwing out that draw 4, they just plucked the card.
Right.
That's literally what happened.
Would you say Kansas City is the winner of this entire coaching cycle because they got to keep their franchise completely intact? George Sedano?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
there's no question. Continuity is the thing that you want the most, you value the most in any sport, particularly in the National Football League. You're talking about one of the greatest offenses we've seen in well over a decade. To have Bieniemy part of this is a win for the Chiefs organization. It stinks for Bieniemy. There's no question about it. There's no other way to shake that down. But here's the problem, Tony, or here's the good thing, excuse me, for Bieniemy, is that he'll be with that team for 1 more year, which means he'll have a better opportunity at a better job, not some dumpster fire like
the Texans. Okay, hold on a second, though. That exact point was made on this show last year when he had the best offense. It was about to win a Super Bowl. And Emily, I'll bring you in at the last second here because you did allude to Bieniemy before. And Cully, you had all the texts about how great a coach he is. But we've seen Bieniemy. Maybe it's not the best interview. I don't know what that means. When they decide a game, they won't go down to what would coach interviews best. We've seen his work every game with Kansas City.
Yeah, we need a reform, both in the timing of these hires, because it's clear that guys are trying to snatch people up really quick, and Super Bowl coordinators who are doing their jobs well, focused on their jobs, keep doing well. And we need to figure out how to handle this issue with diversity, clearly.
We'll move on. NBA now. Sixers 107, Lakers 106. This is LeBron and Embiid. That push, a flagrant one. Embiid wanted LeBron tossed for that. Said if he did it, he'd be tossed. I don't know if anyone's tossing LeBron. I'll ask you that in a second. Embiid gave the flagrant back, by the way, a minute later. Davis's head. End of this game, Philly tried to give it away. Tobias Harris was the savior for the Sixers. Frank, was this a statement win by Philadelphia? And if so, what was that statement?
Yeah, and that was a love tap from LeBron James. It absolutely was a statement win for the Sixers because, remember, the Lakers come in, they're rested. They had won 10 in a row on the road, and LeBron James played a season-high 39 minutes. This game meant something to the Lakers. And I think for the Sixers, the way they did it down the stretch, they were losing in the final seconds. Embiid and Simmons didn't even touch the ball. That was Seth Curry and Tobias Harris, you know, playing pick and roll. And that is a big-time win. They needed that because most of their wins have come against teams with sub-500.
Justin, statement win from Philadelphia?
Look, Philadelphia almost played with their food a little too long until Tobias Harris had to come save them last night. But as much as you can have a statement win in January, this was it, especially when you defeat the defending champs and you say you're one of the contenders to come and take that crown. Yeah, it was much a statement win in January.
I see an eyebrow raising on Kaplan when you see a statement win in January. Go ahead, Emily.
It's not a statement win in January. We're at the quarter pole point. This is the equivalent of a game in the round Thanksgiving. You don't have statement wins at Thanksgiving. If we know anything about the Sixers, it's a team that wildly vacillates. They're very dependent on health. They happen to be getting good health right now. And do you really want your statement win to be a game where you give up 13 points in the last 3 minutes? That's not good.
Sedano.
To quote the great Ric Flair, to be the man, you got to beat the man, Rialli. Woo!
In January?
That's what the Sixers did yesterday. That game was very meaningful for them because they went from the media darlings that we all thought could climb up to the championship caliber team, and then they were underachievers all of a sudden in a flash. So because of that, they needed to bring in a guy like Doc Rivers with championship-level experience to put guys in their roles, to have Daryl Morey come in and create opportunities for those superstar young players that they have by adding better spacing, right? Now you've got a situation, though, in this particular game, in the micro, where Doc Rivers figured out something potentially where at the end of games, they've struggled in the past with Embiid and Simmons. Tobias Harris, a guy he had with the Clippers, could be the finisher.
All right, save the rest for your documentary on the Sixers. I really like what you're putting up here. But we have a whole show to get to here. Real quick, the LeBron foul. The joke is you're never going to eject LeBron, but should he have been ejected here, George?
No, absolutely not. He didn't even really push him. He just stuck his arms out because he didn't want to get yanked.
Justin, how about you? Would you eject LeBron?
LeBron would have to throw Baby Yoda in the snake pit while saying Paid in Full is a horrible movie for it to even be a consideration.
Okay, so you can eject LeBron from a nationally televised game is what you're saying. I get that. Last thing on the Sixers here. Are they making the case for best team in the East, Frank Isola, or is there another one you're watching?
Well, look what the Nets did last night. They are a terrific offensive team. Defensively, they struggle. They're going to end up getting somebody.
I saw what the Nets did last night. They ended up 128 to Atlanta. They got those guys playing 40 minutes a game out of the chute. You don't think that's
too
a problem?
Bad minutes, police.
Yeah.
No, not at all. I know the minutes.
You know what's a problem?
Great player.
Justin Tinsley is a problem to this panel. 34. Gets a lot tougher, though, rookie, in buy or sell, which is just on the other side in 2 minutes. Good start, Tinsley, though. Good start.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
Oh, Bradley Beal. Bradley Beal is downtrodden right now. Oh, come on. Why would you do that? Come on. Okay.
There we go.
Here is what I am prepared to do. I'm going to take all of their points, and I'm going to redistribute them to you.
Another Wizards loss. 47 for Beal last night. Is there really no option other than he score and be sad? Really? Panel? Let's trade machine this, okay? Golden State, Milwaukee, Philly, Boston, I don't care. There's got to be a trade for the number one scorer in the league. George, what's an offer the Wizards can't refuse?
Well, Tony, there's probably going to be 29 teams lined up for Bradley Beal, and look how bad the team around him is, okay? He scored 47, you mentioned yesterday. That is this. He had a minus 17 plus minus. That's the second worst in NBA history.
You're right.
That goes to show you the surrounding cast isn't very good. The Washington Wizards actually missed their opportunity last year. They should have traded him to Golden State when they had a bunch of assets to give up for him. And there are teams that'll line up a lot of stuff.
All right, but give me some teams here, George. Milwaukee, Boston, Kemba Walker, you know, Chris Middleton on Milwaukee.
Miami.
Anyone?
No, Milwaukee's not one of them. Miami. They just gave up everything for Jrue Holiday. You look at teams like Golden State. They've got assets still if you include Wiseman. I think the Miami Heat will be a team that'll be after
him. Of course he did.
Those two teams specifically. No, they will be because they're always in that position. Pat Riley is someone that always wants to bring in another
Emily star. Kaplan?
Yeah, the Wizards' future is so bleak. I think that Reddit boards are staffed to start backing them, and we should redistribute Bradley Beal around the league.
Exactly.
I think that Wiseman at a first-round pick would do.
Tinsley.
Everybody knows that look on Bill's face. If you play video games, you're yelling at the screen like, this game's cheating. No one wants to be the best car in a junkyard. I read a stat that, of course, Bill is leading the league in scoring, but he's leading KD by 4.9 points. The distance between second and 15th leading scorer in the league is 4.9 points.
Do you have a problem with him showing his emotions in that way, being sad like that publicly? He says he needs to get his emotions under wrap a little bit. You have a problem with that, Justin?
I absolutely do not have a problem with that. They have the worst record in the league.
Frank Isola, let's get back to the trade machine here. I brought up Milwaukee because everybody needs a big two, and Beal and Giannis would be bigger than Middleton and Giannis, or am I wrong here, Frank?
Yeah, no, I don't think you are. It's, you know, when Washington is 0-10 when Beal scores at least 40 points in a game, Justin's about to take a loss by scoring 40 points in this game.
What I'm here for. Give me those elbows.
They'll get a very good deal for Beal. They could have done it before the season with the Warriors. To George's point, there will be a lot of teams. Maybe Dallas, maybe the tanking Miami Heat will get involved.
Tanking Miami Heat? Get out of here.
God, I love Frank. Buy or sell two of the number one team in the West right now. Anyone know? The Utah Jazz. Where are you people?
Jazz.
Come on, everybody's getting a view. 20-point game all the way last night. They smoked Dallas. It's a 10-game winning streak. Is it possible the Jazz are the best competition in the West for the Lakers, Emily Kaplan?
You know, what I like about them is that they're not relying on one or two guys. They're getting contributions from everyone, nearly 40 points from the bench a game. But this is a superstar league. We saw last year in the finals, AD and LeBron beat a well-balanced Miami Heat team. That's what happens.
I love the Jazz. I love Jordan Clarkson. He's probably the front runner for Rookie of the Year. He's got 37, and 97.
You walked into your first mute. It's all right, Frank Isola. We'll go back to you, Justin. Frank Isola on what the Jazz are doing well.
Yeah, and we buried the lead. Donovan Mitchell did not play in the game last night. I still think the Clippers are the best competition. One thing about that game, Rudy Gobert, 29 points, 20 rebounds. Hopefully that's okay with Shaquille O'Neal, who didn't like the fact that Rudy Gobert got $205 million. He should have signed for $180 because he didn't want to upset Shaquille O'Neal.
Isola. I told you, Tinsley, it gets tough and by yourself. Sedano, how about you?
Tony, the Jazz are the best three-point shooting team in the NBA, and they're showing it right now. It's why, to Frank's point, you don't need necessarily Donovan Mitchell to have a great game. They are a team that's well-rounded. They're one of the better defensive teams in the league. Quinn Snyder, one of the more technical or better technical coaches in the NBA. This team is for real. However, it is the Clippers. The LA rivalry are the two teams in the Western Conference that will battle it out for supremacy in that particular
season. All right, Tinsley, answer the question. Are the Jazz the best competition in the West for the Lakers?
Yeah, clean up on Al Tinsley. No, they're not, because it is the Clippers. I do believe with the stench of last season, I think with the new look with Lou, and they are the best equipped team to match up with the Lakers. But at the end of the day, nobody's beaten.
Whoa, at the end of the day, here we go. Tinsley, he's going the wrong way, and by herself. Tighten it up, Tinsley. Buy or sell three. Could the Colts convince Andrew Luck to come back? Jim Irsay says the team needs veteran QB vision. Says the door is always open to Luck. Justin, what do you think of Irsay asking? What do you think the chances are Luck will come out of retirement for the Colts?
This is a sell. What Irsay just did, it's like posting a picture on Instagram hoping your ex sees it. And at the very most, he hoped to see the three dots on the iMessage. Man, leave Andrew Luck alone. The last time we see him, he was getting pummeled in the NFL. And reports say he's happy being a family man. Leave that man alone. Push all the chips to the middle of the table and try to go get Matt Stafford.
Frank Isola?
I don't think there's anything wrong. It's like a public love letter to him, and I think Andrew Luck would be flattered by it. It doesn't mean that he has to come back. What's wrong with the Colts doing that? They need a quarterback.
George Sedano?
This is nothing but another rich guy trying to get everything he wants, okay? He's gone. He left you. He lacerated his kidney and broke his entire body for your team. He doesn't want to play anymore. The kid grew up playing football in a football family. Enough. Go away.
Lee Kaplan?
I honestly found Ursa's comments disrespectful. We celebrate all the athletes all the time for finding happiness in championships. Why can't we celebrate a guy who said, you know what? I wasn't happy in the NHL. I couldn't. Oh, gosh, it's the NHL.
Oh, my goodness. Look at this.
Leave the guy alone. Ursa doesn't.
Walked into that one, too. Frank, you
what's wrong with that? What's wrong
with that? Did you call it a public love letter, Frank?
If you want to come back, come back.
Frank, have you ever written a public love letter about
because anybody here covers? It puts unfair pressure
on Andrew Luck. Oh, well, you made the jump today. Sedano and Kaplan are going out. Tinsley, you made it into the showdown. You're a little bit shaky by yourself. And you've got Frank Isola and those Isola elbows in showdown. Next, 2 minutes.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
And on his first show, he makes showdown, but now he's staring down Frank Isola. Mr. Justin Tinsley, best of luck. WNBA free agency is bonkers right now. Candace Parker to Chicago, going home after all those seasons and MVPs with LA. Kayla McBride to the Lynx, Minnesota always reloads. Cheyenne Parker, Atlanta. Chelsea Gray to the Aces. Justin, what's the biggest move?
Candace Parker with the life hack. Go home, potentially win a title, spend spring and summer in Chicago, and don't spend the winter in Chicago and go back home to L.A.
Frank Isola, how about you?
You know, Candace Parker, Tamika Catchings, only players to win finals MVP, regular season MVP, defensive player, and rookie of the year. Michael Jordan, the only one to do in the NBA. She didn't want to leave L.A. Something happened with her and Derek Fisher. She didn't want to.
All right. That's very well may be true, but we don't need to get into that right now. Point, Tinsley. We'll move on. Showdown 2, Buccaneers receiver Scotty Miller. You last saw him get behind the defense? He was on Dan Patrick this week. He said he's faster than Tyreek Hill. His scoot is legit, but is he faster than Tyreek Hill, Frank Isola?
I remember being a little kid watching Franco Harris and Jim Brown get into a race. I'd love to see this, but Tyreek Hill?
Franco Harris and Jim Brown? You're comparing Tyreek Hill? Justin Tinsley, you've got a great head start, please.
Look, just because you say something doesn't mean it's true. How about this at the Super Bowl? Skip the coin toss and just let him do a 40.
I don't know
who's going to win, but I will watch that.
Race for the ball. Steal the bacon. That's a great idea. He's fast, Miller. But he's not Tyreek Hill. I mean, we have a clock. We know who's faster. And we know who's the winner today in his first show, Justin Tinsley. Congratulations, my friend.
I'd be remiss to say we lost a great man this week in Sekou Smith, a great NBA journalist, a great personality. I first want to say rest in peace to him, and my prayers and my condolences and my love go out to his wife and his three kids. I only met him a few times. I didn't know him as well as everybody else, but every time I met him, he just had this energy. He just had this presence that was so inviting, and it hurt to lose him this week, but, you know, he always treated the game of basketball with respect, with nuance, with care, and he left the game better than when he found it, and I think that's what anybody would want to do in that situation.
Thank you for the time. Very selfless of you to give it up to Smith and family. Yep. Congratulations on a well-earned win. Don't be a stranger.